Zinc is another nutrient that we need to be aware of. Zinc absorption can be significantly lower from plant foods, especially if the plant foods are high in phytates. So we don't have any separate recommendations for vegetarians, but just to be aware that absorption may be lower, so we may need as much as 50% more. So if we look at the RDA, this is something that I find very interesting. So for a 1 to 3 year old, they need about 3 milligrams of zinc per day, but their upper limit for a 7 to 12 month old, they need 3 milligrams a day as well. But their upper limit is 5 milligrams, and the upper limit for a 1 to 3 year old is 7 milligrams. So the difference between the RDA, or the recommended intake, and the upper limit, the level at which adverse consequences can occur if you have more than that, it's very, very small window. So you don't want to be providing massive amounts of zinc, that's for sure. And then you can see the amounts required for older children, and the upper limits are a little bit more generous. With upper children, their bodies can handle a little bit more. So there are a number of factors that increase risk for inadequate intakes. And again, it's exclusive breastfeeding beyond 6 months, very high phytate intakes, picky eating, highly refined diets, because of course, when you refine a whole grain into a white flour product, one of the nutrients you lose in the process is zinc, as you lose most other minerals as well. So this is something to be aware of. Overly restrictive diets can be low in zinc. Kids with eating disorders may not get enough zinc, and children with gastrointestinal malabsorption issues may not get enough zinc, like children with celiac disease, for example. So how do we boost zinc? Well, limit the intake of very high phytate foods like wheat bran, and use food preparation techniques to reduce phytates. And that means soaking and sprouting and cooking and roasting and yeasting breads, and all of those things help to break down phytates. Phytates are just the storage form of phosphorus in foods, so it breaks them down. We want to ensure sufficient calories, include regular nutritious snacks, especially for small children. If you do use a multi, you can use a multi with zinc. It usually has a very appropriate level, and include zinc-rich foods at each meal, which, you're talking about mainly legumes, nuts, and seeds are the big zinc sources in plant-based diets.